Someone had a birthday.
Yep, 50. Can't believe it.
50 years of wisdom.
Great segue. We have health news, a CDC update.
Pneumococcal vaccination is now recommended for adults 50 or older. Says here, we're over 6 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults under 50.
I don't love those odds.
Same. Look what I found. Pfizer's Prevnar 20 is proven to help protect adults against pneumococcal pneumonia and invasive pneumococcal disease in just one dose. And millions have already gotten it.
Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you have a severe allergy to its ingredients. A weakened immune system may lower your response. Common side effects include injection site pain and swelling, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138. Visit Prevnar20.com or talk to your doctor or pharmacist.
I'm on Prevnar20.com now, scheduling my appointment.
Good idea. And happy 50th.
Hi, folks. It's James, and welcome to the GOK, the Gospel of Kinnison. It is January 5th, 2025. Happy New Year, everybody. I am sorry I haven't done a show in a, or an entry, I should say, in a little while, but a lot of you worry that when I don't do these, that I'm not doing well. And typically that is the case, but actually I've been doing just fine. I have just not been in a place where I could sit down and record something. I've been busy. So thank you for your patience with me. And I hope you've had a great holiday. I've been busy. And I think the last episode I talked about having a job and trying to have enough energy to do the job and do life. And that is kind of where I'm at right now, is just doing that story show and the job and stuff at the house is, seems to be, it seems to be just about all I can do. And I don't want to do this either. I don't want to do this. So things are going good. But whenever I'm not working, I feel like bum, like I'm depressed. And since I record these on Saturday nights, sometimes Sunday nights, those nights I feel like bum. And so I don't want to record. And I don't know what that is. I felt like a bum all holiday week. We were off. My job was closed. The location was closed the entire week of Christmas. And I was so looking forward to being off, you know? And I just squandered the time. I spent the time sleeping like I was back, you know, 2 or 3 years ago. Just sleeping, not getting anything done, not doing anything, just being out of my schedule. So I don't know what the deal is. It worries me. I haven't been walking in the morning. And I've stepped out of that habit of getting up at 6 a.m. So I don't know where I got that energy from, but it is not with me now. And so I was talking to Jen. I'm like, I still want to walk because it feels great. I just don't want to do it at 6 a.m. So I got to figure out a time where it'll work into the day that I have. The other thing is during the week, it's like I put a lot of expectations on my weekend. And then on the weekend, it never meets the expectations. And I end up kind of squandering the time. I say that, but I do stuff. I mean, we go to church. I get stuff done around the house for Jen. I watch a movie, I play a little video game, you know, whatever. So I feel like a bum and I feel like I've squandered everything. And I start to dread going back to work. But then when I'm at work, I realize my job is not, I love it. I love my job. I really like it a lot, actually. It has become so much more than just doing the website. And I've taken, like, for instance, okay, last time I talked to you, I was doing the website, I was doing videos. Now I am mostly over, or I'm not over it, I'm just doing it. I'm doing their social media. And they've never done anything except for reels. If you're on YouTube, they're called shorts. They're just little vertical videos that are less than 60 seconds long. And my thing is, yeah, that's great that you're doing reels, but we need to, you know, do photos, you know, and promotions. And I didn't realize it, but the videos I was making, they were being remade into shorts. And then those were getting posted to social media. So we weren't even linking the videos I was doing to our social media. So our social media is Facebook, Twitter/X, Instagram, YouTube. That's our primary outputs. And so I have decided that the guy I called Jay, who's the graphic designer, he can continue doing the videos side of things, and I'll do everything that is link or graphic related. And so I started by finding out what everybody's birthday and work anniversaries were. And I got those from the boss and I entered them into my calendar at work with a 1 week warning. And there happened to be three birthdays right around the time I decided to start doing that. So I immediately started making just little graphics with their faces in them. And I went and met them and shook their hands and asked them how they were doing and learned their names and took a picture of them. And I made custom images for each of them. No templates, you know, custom like birthday cards with their face in the middle saying, I hope you have a great birthday. And then there were two work anniversaries. One was a guy's 30th work anniversary. The other one was a third year anniversary. And both of them just seemed to appreciate the effort that was put out. So, you know, that is the first thing I did. Oh, and then I pulled all that information in because they didn't tell me the number of years. Putting it in the calendar wouldn't tell me the number of years that they'd worked there. So I set up a spreadsheet and did a little calculation, and I was able to take their start date and obviously match it up against the year, current year, and add a little formula that would spit out how many years they've been at the thing. So that was cool. I felt accomplished. I didn't have to ask anybody except for ChatGPT how to get that done. So pretty good. So I did that, and that was the first thing. And then I was like, okay, now we need to post something every day of the week, every weekday. And so I sat down, I did some research, and went down a few rabbit holes, find out what we would want to do. Because in children's ministry, I learned that you cannot recreate and try to outdo yourself every week. You can't recreate everything and start fresh. So you start with segments. And it's the same thing I do with podcasting. We have segments in the podcast and we fill those segments with content, and it keeps you from having to start from absolute zero. So in children's ministry, we had an opening song. We had, a theme song. We had Rules and Regs. Then we do intro to the theme, the big deal. And anyway, we'd go all the way through. We'd have a game. We'd have point one, another game, point two, object lesson, character, point three, closing, you know, and then small groups. And so when you have that structure, when you sit down to do your episode or your show or your children's service, whatever it happens to be, you don't start from zero. You don't start from scratch. You know, you have these cubby holes and you just have to fill them, you know? And we did the same thing when I started that story show back in the day, is we had, you know, recap song, we had stories, we had, you know, weekly updates, and that's what we did. So anyway, I figured I'd do that for, if we weren't to post every day, which was my goal, which is something I wanted to do, started with a schedule. And so Monday is Motivational Monday. I don't know where I got that from. I stole it from somebody. And so I try to find a quote that is just generically inspirational for business people, because my target audience is screen printers. That's what I've decided. Screen printers and folks that buy our electronic devices, like our Epson printers and stuff like that. But primarily, I focus on the people I know, and I know screen printers because I was one, or I worked for one. So I try to find things that help small business owners or printers to feel happier or motivated. And I take backgrounds, because you put text, you know, and then you put backgrounds behind it. And I try to take textures around the workplace, because we have a lot of textures. There's brick, there is, you know, stuff they put over brick, painted and unpainted, and there's metal machines, and I take pictures of the you know, just close-ups of everything, and I put them behind the text, and because that's what we are, you know, we're these textures, and it's us. So that is, it's Monday. Tuesday is Bad Tip Tuesday, and I just made up, like, as many as I could think of terrible printing tips. Like, one of them is, make sure you use a different screen for every color. So for a screen printer, that means it's like, duh, you know, every screen has its own stencil, because it, every color you do has, you know, fills in a different part of the design. So yes, logically, obviously you need a new screen for each color. So I made up, so far, I need 52 a year. I've done up about 30 of those so far, and they're all really dumb. And I put myself in the bottom right, and I put myself like I'm a guru. Cause you know, you guys know how I think everybody thinks they're a guru. So I get to play the part of feeling like I'm a guru. And, I have a little quote box that pops up and a little Lawson thing. And it says, for real screen printing support, contact us, you know, and my boss likes it, but he comes up, he says, why couldn't it be Good Tip Tuesday? I'm like, because did you see the interactions we got? We got lots of likes. We got smiley faces, some ha-has. You know, we got interactions, boss. We got interactions. And it's not enough for people to just see. You have to judge it by interactions. I said, I do have a goal, though, to obviously do some good stuff. If you would give, I know you've written stuff over the years. Why don't you share that with me? And I will extract tips and tricks from that. And he loved that. So he led me to a buttload of screen printing articles that he's written, because he's a screen printer guy, you know? And so what I created, I'll skip Wednesday and go to Throwback Thursday, where I go back and spruce up one of 62 different articles that we have. I have more than enough for 52 weeks of the year. And I make a custom graphic that looks, this one this week looked like an old ad from the 50s. And it's, and it had a woman on it. It was hand-drawn. Thanks, ChatGPT. And she's like, can I open a screen printing shop out of my home? And it's like, yes, you know, and here's how. Click the link for all the information. And it's an article that was written back in 2006 about starting a screen printing shop out of your garage or basement. And so Throwback Thursday is about recycling and reusing evergreen content that's always good, no matter how old it is. So Wednesday is, I don't have a fancy name for it, but it is the day that I want to feature our people. And so I'm working on that. I want to do a video every week, where we just go around and ask the workers questions. And so I made up 11 questions and I went around and Friday I introduced these questions to a bunch of people that I want to, and then I sent it to an email to the people that weren't there. And I will go around on Monday and Tuesday and I will ask these 11 questions and then I will string each question together in a series and I will make 11 videos and release one a week. So instead of coming at them every week with a different video and interrupting them, I will do 11 questions at a time and I will not have to bug them for 3.5 months. So yeah. So you say, James, I thought you were just doing, you know, image stuff. Yeah, well, whatever. I'm doing video stuff too. And it's so far, I've done everything I'm mentioning already. So I'm just getting into the habit of it, you know, and making it a part of my workflow. And so far, everything has been very well received. Boss loves it. Everybody loves it. On Fridays is where I'm calling it Follow Friday or Feature Friday, where we feature one of our customers. And there's a little interesting little anecdote that goes along with this. What I do every day is I go through all the orders that were placed the day before. We have paperwork. You may remember me mentioning that I had to start sorting this paperwork for when one of our ladies was out of the office for a while. Well, anyway, I grab this paperwork and I go through every page and I look up every customer and find out if they have social media presence. And I make a spreadsheet. It has their company name, their website, if they have one, which a lot don't. It's crazy. Twitter, Facebook, Insta, and then YouTube or TikTok, whatever they've got. And if they have a contact email, I put that in there. And I've been keeping this massive list because we have so many customers. Oh my gosh. And I have to search the list first to make sure I don't have them in there already. And then I go hunting for them online. And so hopefully I'll remember to come back to something I want to tell you about that. So yeah, I've got this giant list and I sort it alphabetically and I start contacting people. We want to feature you on our social media. Send us a link and a story about one of your, you know, a print you're excited about, something, you know, that you want to share. And one of the first people I contacted responded and she's like, yeah, my father passed away in June and we really wanted to do something in his honor. So we made some veterans t-shirts because we wanted to raise money for homeless vets and the veterans hospital in the area. And it really caught on with the community and we have so far been able to donate $5,000 and she includes, you know, pictures of the t-shirt, pictures of her and her mother posing with the shirt. And, I turned her image, you know, those little circles that are in the corner on Gmail for people's profiles and they're so tiny. I found a way to take those profiles and manipulate the URL to where you can get the original size. So I do that and I feature it and I put her name by it, you know, so-and-so from so-and-so graphics. And then I edited her story down and made it into an image and featured the graphic. And I said, you know, this, our business, honors, you know, what's her name for her creativity and making a change in her community. So here's this great opportunity to bless the business, but also they blessed us with a great story that we were able to share. So I hope, I can't imagine everyone's going to be like that, but that was a great way to start. And it felt like an affirmation, like I'm barking up the right tree, you know, that these people want to be, you know, they have stuff to say, and us taking an interest in them is great. And I had somebody ask me, well, are we featuring people that bought equipment from us? And I'm like, no, we're featuring people that bought anything from us. And y'all know, and maybe you don't, you need to be told, but that's how I am. I'm not favoring anybody. You know, if you spent $25 or you spent $25,000, you're all in the family. You're in my business's family, and you get treated equally. And I learned that at Sheffield. My pastor used to say, I don't look at who gives what. So you can't buy your way into favor at my church. And he didn't look at that. And there were people that actually would give, get mad and leave the church because it didn't get them any perks. And it was something else. And then I moved to Florida, where there was a church that they cared very much and favored very, very much. And I was not only comfortable with it, but I didn't know how to act within it. And I almost got myself in some big trouble because somebody stole one of my chairs one time. I set up all these chairs and this lady came and took the chair. And one of the pastors like, oh crap, there he goes. Cause I was going to get my freaking chair back and tell her a little bit about, you know, respecting ministries equally, which they didn't do that either. And he said, James, do you know who that is? I'm like, I don't care who it is. She stole my chair. He's like, no, that's one of the board members' wives. You don't want to. I'm like, okay, well, you need to get me a chair because I have chair anger now, you know? And he did. He went and got me another chair and I put it back. I don't even know if anybody sat in that chair that day, but dadgummit, it was the spirit of the thing. Well, anyway, what was I going to tell you about Fridays that was extra special? Or my list was extra special. I don't know. Maybe it was that about the equipment. I just, you know, I don't know. I don't play favorites like that. So we feature anybody, and I favor printers. Like, you know, we get customers that are high schools. I don't follow them. That's kind of creepy. You know, I'm going to let them do that. And there are companies that buy from us, but drop ship. So it looks like they delivered. So obviously I'm not going to blow their cover. We don't, you know, follow them. Or I don't anyway. And I'm not going to ask to feature them because they are businesses, you know, that are covertly doing business through us. And that's fine. They're doing a little markup. It's capitalism. It's the way it works. It's fine. My heart goes out to the workaday guys, you know, so that's why I want to feature the guys that are working on the floor, that are manufacturing the equipment. And you know how I do that? Is I don't want them rolling their eyes every time they see me coming. So I take at least 2 days out of the week and I go walk that floor and I know their names. And I go up to them and ask them what they're doing and show me, and I ask them questions. And I felt like at first, like, am I going to be bothering them? But they are more than happy to take a tiny bit of time and chat with me about what they've done. They'll show me pictures. Like this one guy builds dryers, these belt-fed dryers. He just builds them, puts them together. He just knows what he's doing. Smart kid. He doesn't want to be in any of my videos, but he's very smart, very bright. And he told me about the biggest one that he ever made. And I'm like, dude, you got pictures? He showed me the pictures. I was like, can you email those to me? I want to put them up on the thing. I want to brag. And so, yeah, he made this triple wide dryer with three belts. And he said, and this was the second one. He told me how many feet long it was. It was like 25, 30 feet long. It came apart in sections, but the main part had to be have a custom case built around it and shipped. And he said this was the second one this company had bought, and they're doing 100,000 t-shirts a day, that kind of crap. And so they've got three lines of clothes going through the dryers, and they got three people at each end of the dryer pulling shirts or placing shirts. Just crazy, crazy. The industrial side of screen printing. So anyway, that is the social media stuff that I've been doing and that I've added to my own portfolio. I hit my 3-month period of time. I don't know, you know, if I mentioned that last time, but I was supposed to get a raise. And so I was proactive in that. I said, hey, I got 3 months coming up. Sent him an email, said, you mentioned that I was going to get a raise. I said, I'm doing a lot more than I actually planned on doing. And I would appreciate if you would consider adding a little bit more to that. And so he called me in the office. He says, yeah, we'll do the raise. He says, as for, you know, you are doing more. He says, but talk to me again in 3 months. I said, that's fair. So I put it on my calendar. I'm going to bug him in 3 months. I'm going to get me a couple more dollars an hour. And then I'm going to tell him I'm never going to ask him for another raise outside of cost of living. That's what I'm going to tell him. Because I'm going to be happy with that wage. And I don't need more. If he wants to give me more, then yeah. But I don't know. I don't know why I'm going to do that, but I feel like I want to.
Someone had a birthday.
Yep, 50. Can't believe it.
50 years of wisdom.
Great segue. We have health news, a CDC update.
Pneumococcal vaccination is now recommended for adults 50 or older. Says here, we're over 6 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults under 50.
I don't love those odds.
Same. Look what I found. Pfizer's Prevnar 20 is proven to help protect adults against pneumococcal pneumonia and invasive pneumococcal disease in just one dose. And millions have already gotten it.
Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you have a severe allergy to its ingredients. A weakened immune system may lower your response. Common side effects include injection site pain and swelling, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138. Visit Prevnar20.com or talk to your doctor or pharmacist.
I'm on Prevnar20.com now, scheduling my appointment.
Good idea. And happy 50th.
There's a new guy that started at work, and I'll call him T. And T is doing accounts receivable, I think. I don't know. But he works 3 days a week. He is a nerd, self-proclaimed. And I consider geeks and nerds to be brothers. And so I'm not a nerd necessarily, but I am a geek. So he enjoys, he's 4 or 5 years older than I am, but he's got adult daughters. He has a mother that's 99. And he is, he's just an interesting fella. And, I love him to death so far. He took the place of the lady that talked a whole bunch. I don't know if I talked about her, but we had a lady that was talking a lot and she never came back after Thanksgiving. So he took her place and he's really cool. Very nice. He chats but doesn't talk constantly, and he wants to be in my videos, so that's a good guy. It will let me be, you know, film him talking about stupid stuff, so that's good. But homeboy takes a bus to work every morning and takes a bus all the way home. It's an hour ride home, and so I offered him a ride. Can I drive you home? And he's like, well, why don't you just drive me to my first stop? Because I have to change buses at such and such and such and such. So if you drove me there, you would save me X amount of time. And I'm like, okay, all right. So I did that a few times. And I'm like, dude, unless you just don't want me knowing where you live, you need to let me just drive you the whole way. And so he did, and I have been. And I said I could do it any day but Thursday because I have a podcast. And he says, well, I only work Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I was like, okay, awesome, perfect. So I've been driving him to the house afterwards. And he doesn't want to put me out. But I'm like, dude, you're doing me a favor. I feel like I'm doing my good deed of the day, you know. So saving you from having to sit on a bus for an hour when it takes 12 minutes to get to his house. Now, granted, it's 12 minutes out of my way. And there might've been a selfish part of me that wouldn't have offered if I'd known it was the exact opposite way from my house, but I don't care. I don't mind. And I think it's better than it is. I think it counts more with Jesus, my savior. So Anyway, just making friends with people at work, trying to get to know more people. I found out that we have a business that operates across the street full of people I don't know that operates under a different business name. It's apparently a business we acquired. I don't even know what they do different than us, but it's in the same realm. And I only know about them because we had a Christmas party and all these people I didn't know showed up. And I was like, holy crap. And I met a bunch of them and I don't know where they are right now. So I'm going to sneak around and try to get them in some of my videos too, because if they are the redheaded stepchildren of my business, I'm going to remedy that. So I don't know if I told you or not, but I went with Jay to a craft outing a few weeks ago, about a month ago, maybe. And my boss really enjoyed hearing that. And he said, can you write up some thoughts on how to improve camaraderie in the office? He says, because I do have influence in the office, not so much, you know, because my boss is the vice president. Like, so I do have saying over the thing. So I told him, I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm giving you an entire report instead of a quick email. But when you ask James a question, you get a James answer, and James does his homework. And so I didn't want to just talk about the office people. I wanted to talk about the entire business and all include all the people. So in order to do the assignment he asked, I did pull out things from the suggestions for everyone section. And I made an office only section. I don't know what's going on with my voice right now, but it's kind of hot. I think that's all it was. Just some sexy gunk. So I wrote about how we could do once a month some sort of coffee and conversation thing that would be on the clock. It'd be about 15 minutes. It'd be where he would address everybody. And tell them what's up with the business and ask for questions and answers and give them free coffee. I said, you could also celebrate birthdays. This was before we started the social media thing, by announcing on social media and giving them a $25 gift card. And I did up the math on the amount of cut. It would cost $1,200 a year. Then none of this is happening except for the stuff that I can do for free. So he did respond and he said, a lot of this is really good. But then he asked, you know, why don't people eat together? I said, they don't, you know, I eat at my office. I mean, I eat at my desk and it's just a habit. It's, you know, I know there's a lunchroom somewhere. Maybe I should go eat there. He says, nobody eats there. I said, so the factory guys don't even eat together. I said, I do know one place that everybody hangs out together. That's the smokers on the back porch. I said, so I've been thinking about going out there with the smokers. And he says, yeah, well, when it's warm, people will go out there, but nobody uses the cafeteria room. I'm like, interesting. He says, well, what about the office? And I said, well, where is there that we could eat? And he said, well, there's the conference room. I'm like, I didn't think we were allowed to use that. And so I said, I'll start sitting there and eat. And so, and then I'll invite people. And so I went in there and it was cold. It was very cold. And I have heaters at my office, and I have two little, you know, lamps I've talked about that warm my hands. And so I went back to my desk. And so I don't know that that's going to be the way that I spread the love of Christ is during lunch hour. Cause that's what I'm going to tell him is he's like, why aren't you doing this? I'm going to say, cause it's butt cold. Cause you're cheap and you don't turn up the heater. So anyway, I went to get my tags. I'll share this story. I went to get my tags. My wife had been up there twice. She tried to get my tags for me, but it was apparently some sort of thing that we didn't have because we bought it out of state. She had to go and get this extra, what do you call it? A check. I don't know. Something done at a shop. You know, they had to check it, do a test on it. Had to get papers. And then she went back to the DMV and she waited in the line again. And they said, oh, well, that's great that you have that, but you don't, there's a lien on this. It doesn't say it on the title, but there's a lien. So then she had to leave again. We had to call the stupid dealership and get a piece of paper, you know, UPS to us. And she says, James, I can't do it again. I was like, it's fine. So I got the paper, and that very day, New Year's Eve, I got in the vehicle and I went down there and I got in line and I waited and I got in place. And as we were talking, I had to give her my ID, and she says, "Are you going to keep this ID?" And I'm like, "Context, you know, I don't know. I don't know what you mean." She said, "Because if I were you, I would keep this because you have lost a ton of weight." And I said, "Oh yeah, yeah, I do. I usually do." She says, "I have recently. I'm on that journey too. I've lost a ton of weight." And I'm like, "Well, awesome! Isn't it great? Don't you just feel so good?" And you know, we kind of connected at the DMV of all places. Well, then she says, "Oh gosh, I'm about to ruin your day." And I'm like, "Why?" And she says, "We can't transfer these plates from a passenger vehicle to a truck." And I said, "Why not? I actually originally got these on a Nissan Frontier, and then we moved them to a Nissan Rogue, and they told me the same thing. They couldn't move them, but then they did." And she says, "Hold on, let me check." And because of that connection I was able to make, I think she went out of her way and she went and found out that yes, in fact, they could do it. She took the form, found it, filled it out for me, says, "All you got to do is fax it in. And I do have to give you plates that aren't that, but keep those. And then we'll make the transition. And then you will send me back those plates or they'll charge you $15. And I was like, awesome. But while she was gone, my phone dings me. And it says, "Your heart rate has jumped up so and so many points, and you haven't done anything." And so my phone was worried about me. And I checked my heart rate. It was like 148 or something. You know, my resting heart rate's somewhere in the 80s, you know, low 80s. And I realized I was stressed about the DMV, but when she told me I couldn't keep my Lightyear license plate, I was panicked and my heart rate went up. And I'm like, "You know what, James? You're borderline idolizing this crap. You need to let it go, dude." And so I did. And so she came back and I said, "You know what? If it's a big deal, don't worry about it. It was fun while it lasted, you know, blah, blah, blah." She's like, no, we'll get you taken care of." But I did. I was like, "James, you're a big boy. You're an adult. You need to let this go if you need to and start breathing." Because I'm like, what else am I going to do? How am I can't control my heart, you know? So that was weird. But I got my license plate. So that's a big deal. It's a big deal. I just got to get the transfer now so I can keep my custom license plates. They don't cost but $15 the one time. It's a one-time fee or once a year. I don't know. Whatever. It's very cheap here. I know in some states it's not, but it is cheap here. So I have Lightyear plates. What else? Work-related stuff. Like I said, not doing a whole lot of website updates, but I am the guy to go to when you need them. But I'm kind of inventing my own job, and I enjoy it. And so when I'm home, I need to... Well, when I'm working, I need to chill and quit worrying about the weekend. And when I'm home, I need to chill and just be okay with how I spend my weekend, because work's not bad. You know what I'm saying? Work's not bad. I enjoy my job. So it's not like it was when I was working at Chick-fil-A, when I hated what I did and I forcefully made myself get up and put on that costume. Guys, remember those episodes when I didn't like what I did and I did it anyway, and it was a struggle, and it was forced, and it was pure discipline and willpower that I hardly had? That's not the way it's got to be now. So getting up is not bad, but I haven't been walking and I haven't been working out, and I haven't been getting up at 6 a.m. So I've got to face facts. I'm not going to get up at 6 a.m. and work out anymore. That was super James. That was high James, I guess. But normal James needs to fit it in somewhere else. So I have decided to try to fit it in the afternoon after work, sometime in the afternoon or evening. And I'm just going to have to make that happen because I miss watching Star Wars. And so more updates on that as I figure out how to make it work in my plan, because I record on Tuesday. I do episode prep on Monday or Tuesday. I record on Thursday, rather. Wednesday is date night. So there's something going on every time. And I don't want to do it right before I go to sleep because I sweat. You know, I get hot and I don't want to be hot and sweaty when I go to bed. So I don't know. Ideally, I would do it as soon as I got home. Ideally, I would walk in the door 5:15 or so and get on the treadmill. That would be ideal. But what I typically do is go to bed for an hour because of the energy thing. But I do plan on kind of getting out of that habit because I don't do it on podcast days and I do survive, but it's not affecting my sleep. My sleep's been fine. As far as psychiatrical crap's going, I have been very tired. That has been the only thing I can complain about. I haven't been depressed, but I've been very tired. I've been wanting to sleep a lot, especially over the holidays, like I mentioned. So I brought it up to my psychiatrist and she says, you know what? You've lost a lot of weight, but you're still taking you've got three major medications out of five that produce drowsiness. Perhaps you don't need as much as you did. So I said, she says, which one do you want to start with to reduce? I said, I don't know. You know, it's kind of your job there. So I said, I don't know. So she says, well, we're going to start with this one because it's got the most potential to make a change. She says, you start taking 1.5 instead of 2 and let me know after 2 weeks, you know, how it's going. And so I am it just ended week one and I got one more week to try and it hasn't affected my sleep. So it's not like I relied on it to have a good night's sleep. So that's good. But I still want a nap after I get home. So I don't know. But it is good that we're trying things. And there is a reason I still see my psychiatrist because my medicine is in flux. And it's good to stay in constant contact with her. You guys may have noticed I haven't mentioned my counselor in a long time. I don't know when I quit, but I have quit seeing a counselor. And she was so great. She was so awesome. But I feel like I'm done with counseling. If I ever needed her, I would be able to call on her and set up an appointment. I know she would see me, but I think I've worked through all my self-hatred. I worked through daddy issues. I worked through self-image and a bunch of other stuff that I was dealing with. And you know where I met her? I met her through, Help? Daily Help? No. Call. They used to sponsor me. BetterHelp.com. That's right. Promoted them. They paid me money to promote them. And they gave me a free trial. And I started that free trial and I used them. And when the free trial ran out, I paid them. And she was great. She's a great lady. Christian lady, as it turns out, you can select that. I mean, you know, they don't pay me anymore, so you know I'm not going to get anything out of this. But if you use them, you can choose all of that and customize your own, you know, person. So it's pretty cool, and you can switch anytime. Which is, they say it like it's a perk, and it is. It's a good thing to be able to switch, but it is a pain because you have to start over every time you do it. So if you're trying somebody out, don't get super deep, you know, where you're breaking your own heart and opening up your guts because if you don't like them, you got to do it again with the next one. So I got lucky and only had to switch once. I don't know. I dumped out everything that I needed to dump out. There's no major things except for the way work and life is being. I'm trying to do the most I can at work and I'm trying to do the most I can at home. So that means when Jen asks me to do stuff, I bring the energy that I take to work and I bring it home and I do it for her. So for instance, if she asks me to put something up, and I need the ladder, I get up and I go get the ladder. And sometimes I would just hide the ladder. But no, I take the ladder back down. You know? I used to be lazy about little things. Like I would make a drink and I would leave the drink packets on the counter. Now I take the drink packets and put them in the trash. It's that book I read, Atomic Habits. And it's talking about tiny little things that you can do to change your life. And, you know, I started making tiny little 1% changes, and I continue to. And I, you know, like working out was one of those. I started, 10 minutes at one speed on no incline. And now I'm, maybe it was 5 minutes. I don't even remember, but now I'm on 4 incline and 3 speed for 30 minutes, 5 days a week when I do it. And it's easy. So fun. So, health-wise and body-wise, let me share this with you. It's kind of gross. Okay, so I have no stomach anymore, but I used to have a huge gut. That's where I carried my weight, was under my chin and under my ribs. So I had a big, big belly, huge belly. Well, now that it's not there anymore and my ribs poke out, my ribs are weird. So also I have a bone that sticks out in the middle. So let me look up real quick. All right. So the sternum is the bone that goes down and connects all your ribs in the front, right? Right. So at the bottom of the sternum, there's something called a xiphoid process. It's part of the sternum, but it is got a little crack in it. So it is loosely attached to the sternum. Well, mine doesn't go straight down anymore. Mine apparently cracked and sticks straight out. So if I were to take off my shirt and flex in front of you right there, where most people have a little divot, you know, between their boobies, you know, mine has a bump in this under my skin. It's really weird. And I know it's because at some point I sat down or fell down or something, and it either snapped and re-healed or it just got bent under the pressure. Okay. And I'm not done yet because I don't know that if this will change or not, but okay. So your rib cage, right? It wraps around and it's connected to your sternum through costal cartilage. Okay. So the bones don't connect directly. There's cartilage in there. Well, my cartilage has apparently been bent because the bottom of my rib cage flares out on both sides. So if I, again, were to take my shirt off and flex for you, you would see that not only I have a bump in the middle, underneath, you know, where your rib cage is, it flares out. So I look, I hate to say it, but I look like a starvation person from a freaking concentration camp. Like it's not ugly. It's just, it looks pronounced. So it looks like I'm underfed is what I mean by that. So it is cartilage. It may move back. It may have moved back a little bit. I have no idea, but it's just a weird thing. And now I can find my floating ribs. It's rib 11 and 12 and I can move them. So weird. Bones are new for me. And it's interesting. Bones are new. They bump into things. My wife used to like to fight me and beat me up, and she'd punch me all over the place and it would be so funny. Now I have to tell her to be careful because she'll punch a bone and it'll hurt me, you know, and it'll hurt her. So, and please don't punch me in the stomach because my stomach just a tube now, and I don't know what would happen if somebody punched me in the stomach. Would it just disintegrate? Would it turn inside out? Would it just come out of my throat like in that one scary movie I saw when I was young? I don't know, where a guy puked up his own stomach on the windshield of a car. It's so gross. I still don't remember what movie that was, but that's what happened, and it was like life-changing at the time because I'd never seen anything like that, and I was like, oh my gosh, it's so bad. It might have been poltergeist. I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, I think that's about it. My life is about working, sleeping, doing stuff at home, and staying warm. Oh my gosh. My wife, all I wanted for Christmas, I said, I want wool socks. Wool socks. I'm tired of being freezing. My toes are freezing. My fingertips are freezing. I got the lamps from my fingertips. I needed toe love. And so she bought me some wool socks. And I'm like, you only bought me two pairs. I'm wearing them more than once a week. I'm telling you that right now. And she's like, well, we can't have that. So she got me four more pairs. So now I got enough to make it. Got enough to make it. So staying warm is, they told me that being skinny and being warm is going to be a struggle at first year. And I think it's going to be a struggle every year because I am so cold. I'll tell you what I've got on right now. I used to wear in the winter, like right now it's 25 degrees outside. I'd be in the house with a t-shirt and shorts on. And that's it. No socks, no nothing. Be fine. Fat as a pig, thermally insulated, you know, just like a good Stanley mug. Well, right now I have on a t-shirt, I have a sweatshirt, I have fleece pajama bottoms, I have wool socks on, and I have a beanie cap that I carry around for when my head gets cold. Because I've noticed if I warm my head, my whole body gets super warm. So yeah, I've learned about layering. I thought I knew about it before, but now it's like mandatory. And my wife got me some undershirts that are lined, that are long sleeve, and those are coming in the mail. And I'll be able to wear them underneath my, what's it called? Fluorescent? No, not fluorescent. Not fluorescent. What do you call it? What kind of flannel? Stupid. I'm so stupid. Flannel shirts. Fluorescent and flannel apparently share brain space in my, because I went to reach for the word flannel and fluorescent came up instead. So I actually worry about myself with that. And I pray that my words will come when I need them and they don't always. So your James may be slowly going crazy. I don't know. Anyway, I should let you go. It's 6:10 and I hope it's been a good episode. I feel like I got out what I needed to get out. So. Sorry, it's been so forever. I do hate that. It does seem like it's going to be an every other week thing, though, because I don't know that enough happens in the course of a week. If there ever is enough, I will do a show, but I think it's going to be every other week. That's what I'm going to shoot for. So I hope that doesn't change anything on your end. I hope you still appreciate it. But thank you so much. I want to say to all the people who listen faithfully and those who share of their financials with me regularly. I appreciate that. It's really great. And I will say this, that is, it's still awesome. I make money now, you know, at my job. So I think it's healthy that not all of my self-worth is tied up in how much I'm pulling in on Patreon. So, you know, it's good because that was the only money I was bringing in the family before, you know? So now the pressure can go off and I don't have to promote it like crazy, you know? But those of you that do, it does mean a lot because I've said it before, podcasting is very lonely. And the only time I get feedback is when I go to check how many downloads I've gotten. That tells me how many people have listened, but I'm not there when they experience it. And then the other time is when people mail in, you know, email in and say, you know, what they appreciated or did not appreciate about the episode. So if you ever feel like you got nothing to do, you know, like, hey, I should reach out to James. That would be a good idea. You could do that. James@nlcast.com. You can also support the show, patreon.com/GOK. Thank you to all of our subscribers and what do you call you? I like to call you supporting listeners because I love all my listeners. And, but the supporting listeners are, the people that do the backbone. They're the backbone of what we do. So I give them props, but you know me, I don't play favorites. So there's no bonus content for this show. You just give cause you want to, cause you feel like you want to. And that's, it's kind of terrible. I hate that. But if I had unlimited energy, I would do so much. But you guys just give out of the goodness of your heart and you support me. And I appreciate that. And I appreciate that you do. And I just want to say that, especially right now. All right. I love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.